إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ar-Rahman, He said, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And He said this repeatedly over 30 times, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the ni'mat and the blessings of your Rabb will you deny? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once recited this whole surah before the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, and they all listened to this recitation. And whenever I tell this story, I always remind myself and the listeners to put themselves in that position and not just listen to the story, try to put yourself in that position. This is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the most glorious of the surahs of the Quran, Surah Ar-Rahman, being recited by the one who received this kalam. Whose recitation can be better than the one who received the kalam? We listen to many recitations and we like the recitation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all the qura of the Quran. But whose recitation can be better than the recitation of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? And this is being heard by the best of the best. Qayrul quruni qarni. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of people are my generation. So the best of the khairul khalqi, the best of creation is reciting, and the best of people are listening. Yeah. And of course, not to mention the malaika who must have been there and filled that space to listen to the recitation of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant one day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees that we listen to the recitation of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdausul A'la insha'Allah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this surah, and at the end of the recitation, he recited the whole surah. And at the end of the recitation, the Sahaba were sitting silently in appreciation of the recitation and of the kalam of Allah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are you not going to say anything? So the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what do you want us to say? We have received this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the surah itself, and that too, bisawtik, in your voice. What is for us to say? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when I recited this surah before the jinn, every time I said, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, they responded and they said, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ. Oh Allah, we do not deny any of your ni'mat. لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ. Because فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا كُمَا, that is, both of you. Yeah? And the address is the ins and the jinn. The address of this ayah are the two makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ins, the insan, and the jinn. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا. Allah did not say رَبِّكُمْ. Allah say رَبِّكُمَا. The two. So the two are these. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when I recited the surah before the jinn, every time I said, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, the jinn responded and they said, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ. لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ. لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ. Every time I recited that, they responded and they said, oh our Rabb, we do not deny any of your ni'mat. I remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, this kalam is a living speech of a living Rabb. This is not some dead mantra which has to be recited and blown on your face and hands and forgotten about. No. This is the speech, this is the living speech of the living Rabb. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He asks a question, it demands an answer. And this is a question, and this is a question that has not been asked once, it is a question that is being asked again and again and again and again and again. Which of the ni'mat of your Rabb will you deny? And we also say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمَةِ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبُ. Allah, we do not deny any of your ni'mat. In all the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in my opinion, the biggest ni'mat of Allah, even bigger than the ni'mah of life, even bigger than the ni'mah of hidayat and iman, is the ni'mah of tawbah. Because the one who has iman, but tawbah is also for the one who does not have iman. So the biggest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ni'mah of tawbah, which comes out of His desire to forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, we introduce ourselves, whenever we introduce ourselves by our best features, by our predominant qualification, by the thing that we get the greatest pleasure from when we talk about ourselves. This is normal in introductions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself, and how did he say? What did he say? He said, Ghafiru Dham, I am the one who forgives sins. Qabilu Tawb, I am the one who accepts Tawbah. Kya shan hai Allah ki sota. Allah ka ta'aruf, Allah apna ta'aruf karwa rahe. Bhai aapko main kaun hu? Gunah maaf karne wala hu. Tawbah qubul karne wala hu. Isliye to shayar ne kaha na, ke na hota agar ye tawbah ka sahara hum kahan jaate. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had punished us for what we do, where would we go? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced me, Qafiru Dham, Qabilu Taw. And that is why His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when his wife, our mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, asked him about that greatest of nights, Laylatul Qadr. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, if I get Laylatul Qadr, if I am able to find Laylatul Qadr, what dua should I make? Imagine, this is the greatest of nights. And dua, maqbooliyat of dua is inshallah certain. And she is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, if I get Laylatul Qadr, what dua should I make? What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Kita, what a beautiful dua. What did he say? He said, make this dua and say, Allahumma innaka afoon kareem. Ta'arruf Allah ka hai. Hela tu tumha. Innaka afoon kareem. Tuhibbul af. Tujhe maaf karne ka shauk hai. Tu maaf karna chahta hai. Maaf karne se tujhe mohabbat hai. Tuhibbul af. Fa'afu anni. Hey Allah, mujhe maaf kar. Wallah, you are the one who forgives and you love to forgive. So forgive me. Allah apna shauk pura kar le. Mera nahi. Apna shauk pura kar. Tujhe maaf karne ka shauk hai na. To maaf kar. Agar mere ko maaf nahi karega to tera shauk kaise pura hoga. Soch ke kya dua hai Allah ki. Kaisi dua Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhib. إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌ كَرِيمٌ تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. Allah maaf kar de. Allah maaf. Apna shauk pura karne ke liye maaf kar de. Allah, fulfill your desire. You like to forgive, so do what you like. Allah, do what you like. Do what you love. Forgive me. If you don't forgive me, how will you fulfill your desire? Kya? See, the dua ke andar bhi, मांगने मांगने में जिसको अल्लाह से मोहब्बत है उसके मांगने में भी मोहब्बत होती है. द वन हु लव्स अल्लाह इन इज आस्किंग देयर इज लव. हु लव्स अल्लाह मोर देन मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. हु लव्स अल्लाह मोर देन हिज हबीब सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. सो व्हेन ही शोस द दुआ आल्सो ही शोस द दुआ व्हिच इज फिल्ड विद लव. अफो ओके नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड व्हेन अ स्लेव makes the desire, makes the intention, or has a desire to do something good. Kiya nahi abhi. He has not done it. He's thinking. For example, he must say, well, after I go out of the masjid, I'm going to give some charity. If I find a fakir on the road, I will give him some money. You are still here. You haven't gone anywhere. Maybe you will find nobody. But you have only had this desire. I will give some money. I will give some charity to somebody who needs it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the slave makes the desire to do something good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes one good deed, one hasana to be written in his book. Now what is the value, what is the difference, and what is the value of one hasana? The difference between Jannah and Jahannam. And you got this one hasana without even doing anything, just by the desire. Socha sirf, aur kuch nahi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes one hasana to be written. When the person does the deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes 10 to be written. When And this reward may be 10 is the minimum, and it may be 700, it may be beyond whatever Allah wishes. There's no limit to that. 10 is the minimum. This is the Allah has mentioned only the lower side. It cannot be less than 10. It cannot be less than that. My Rabb is not stingy. My Rabb does not, he cannot give less than that. Usse kam de nahi sakte Allah Ta'ala. Kya shaan Allah ki. Sochne ki baat hai. Ghair mumkinat mein, Allah ke ghair mumkinat mein hai ki Allah Ta'ala kanjusi nahi kar sakta. Kar hi nahi sakta. Less than that. 10 se kam to hoega, sawal hi nahi. Yalla ek de dena, ye ek nahi, 10. Ye minimum hai, 10 le ja. Kya shaan Allah ki. And then, when a person decides to do something evil, the Malaika say, Ya Allah, we had this rule. When he decides to do something, we write something. Allah says, no, he has not done anything. Don't write. Alag rule. Different rule. He has not done anything. Then when the person does something, now remember, I'm not talking about galti se koi cheez karna. I'm not talking about doing something by mistake. I'm talking about decided to do. Amadan. He decides to do. Toh bhi kuch nahi dikha gaya. Then when he goes and does it, the malaika come, Ya Rabbal Alameen, now what? Allah says, no, wait. No, but he did it already, no, wait. Don't write. The whole day passes. Whole day passes. At the end of the day, the malaika say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, he has done this deed, he has not made tawbah, now what? Allah says, now write one. Now write one, not 10, one. And in the between, when he makes tawbah, it's gone. Nothing to be written. Even after writing all of this, he makes tawbah, gone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only does, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts tawbah, not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipe out, cause the deed to be wiped out from the book, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the malaika to forget. It is as if he has never done anything. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, this is the wa'ada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat of Surah Al-Furqan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then we will convert those bad deeds into good deeds. Abul. Huh? Yeah. Ya Allah Isha. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why the importance of making tawbah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, to accept our tawbah. We ask Allah to forgive us for all that we make tawbah for. And we ask Allah to forgive us for those things which we need to make tawbah, but which we may have forgotten. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive those as well. And we ask Allah jalla jalaluhu to indulge himself and to forgive us because he likes to forgive. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to convert those evil deeds into good deeds, and for the rest of our lives to make us mahfooz, to make us completely safe from all his transgression, from all his disobedience, because we want to meet him in a state where we have only his obedience in our books and no disobedience whatsoever. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.